At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park, where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events, like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're about 30 minutes away from Jared Sandler joining us there at 5:20. He'll tell you what you need to know about this rubber match coming up pregame at 6:30 with the Diamondbacks in town. Breaking news earlier this hour, Nathan Eovaldi threw a bullpen. Feels like he'll be able to make his next scheduled start, which is Sunday. So that is fantastic news. And on top of that, if you missed it, Nimmo's ankle roll, not bad. He's going to be back.
Yeah, he is.
So a couple of scares this week in the injury department for a team that can't take any more injuries. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's at the tipping point in that outfield, especially with Langford out already. So we've been on the receiving end of some good developments here throughout today's show. All righty. Todd Archer writing today or yesterday on ESPN, the makeover of the Cowboys defense is complete. And I wonder what all he's working on there. Do you think he talked with sources that said we're done here after they brought in the corner from Philadelphia last week?
Oh, Adoree Jackson
for the little
workout.
There hasn't been anything else, and Todd mentioned that. Like, you know, we might be at that stage of free agency, and I just hope that the Cowboys are at least open minded to things falling their way. Like they've said, player acquisition is a 365-day-a-year. Type of deal. So, man, what if the linebackers aren't what you imagine? Or if you have an injury, you're just going to be like, well, I guess we're going with young guys. We're going to see what Barham can do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about Barham, but I think that's maybe a project. Any third round pick is a project, you know?
Sure. You don't want to, pencil in a third round pick as this is going to be your starter. But I think that there is high expectation for him in the building. And Jesse Holly was on DLLS. He actually got to talk to the rookies there at the Star, and he said the guy that really impressed him, just paraphrasing, was Barham. I mean, he looked at him and said, I'm here to take somebody's job. Like, this guy understands the task and has the confidence and just carries himself in a way that really stood out and impressed Jesse. But I think this is probably one of those things, and we've experienced this out there, where they're probably done until August when they're out there at camp, and they kind of get a feel for their team when they're like, you know what, let's bring in Carl Lawson. Let's bring in, last year was like Lyle Collins. Now that was due to injury, right? But let's work out Justin Houston and these guys. So maybe that's where, a Clowney addition happens. We're out there in August, and they kind of, we do need a linebacker. We do need to add another outside corner. And that's where maybe there's another addition to be made.
I think with young players, it's important to put that carrot out there and say, okay, is it Barham? Are we going Barham?
Yeah, I believe it is Barham. That's why I've kind of started to call him Jayshon Barham. I think that's how he pronounces it.
He goes Barham.
And I would love a Barham. Thank you very much. You know, why not? Wrap it up in some cellophane, hand you a Barham.
Yeah, Barham.
Barham over Bar Turkey, huh? Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's been well established.
Over bar chicken,
bar bacon,
bar beef.
But you take a bar ribeye over anything.
Bar pork?
Bar ribeye. You know, a bar of filet mignon. I don't think filet mignon gets the credit that it should.
Dude, thank you. There's been like an anti-filet push out there.
Yeah.
Like it's the lazy cheesecake.
Yeah, I think it's considered
lazy. I think it's the lady cheesecake.
And the filet is the most feminine steak.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want a real clean, like lowest fat you can get type of operation, the filet mignon.
Really nice, tiny little size. It's
super expensive.
Yes. Very expensive.
Wouldn't fill up an adult.
Okay, what about a baseball filet? Is that a little bit more manly for you? Is that sexy?
You know, while we're talking steak,
I think
quick.
So.
I have decided recently the move up to the prime grade isn't worth it. At Costco, like a tray of filet mignon prime, you're looking at about $100.
Oof.
The one step down is $55. So you're saving $45 for the same weight of steak.
Wow.
Better, really? A little better marbling. But
yeah.
Over the years, cooking that highly marbled steak as compared to the less marbled, I don't think it's worth the extra, basically doubling the price per pound.
So the marbling, potentially overrated, because I got so many. I mean, my algorithm is filled with like
butcher
videos, and I see them cut down these steaks, and you see that marbling. And I mean, from an eye test standpoint, you're like, I want that.
Okay.
I feel like I need that. But you've actually experienced it. I haven't had the super dominant marbling.
Try out the prime.
I pass on the Wagyu all the time, even though it looks amazing. I see it at the butcher shop, and I'm like, I'm not spending that much money.
You're going straight grass fed.
I think it's a brand thing, or you believe it, or we've made it more expensive, so people are like, oh, that must be way better. I don't think it. Maybe it is 5% better. You know, maybe,
but not double.
No, it's
double the price. Better.
My eating experience is not twice as
not
good.
Worth it.
What's the Franklin injury attorney text line think about that? Prime meats are a scam, says the 903. Okay, that's East Texas. East Texas would know about this. That's beef country right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Heck yeah, it is.
Porterhouse or the T-bone is the best. You know, I'm not going to fight you on what you prefer. I just think the filet mignon deserves that recognition as being really good. 573, Dawson, you're spot on. Sous vide those bad boys, and you get the same tenderness with less cost. I don't mind the sous vide. You know, that's when you put it in the bag and you boil it, basically, to get it to the precise internal temp.
It was intimidating.
Then sear that thing.
No, Sean actually gave me a sous vide deal to try, and I did. I didn't get as far enough to actually follow through with it. I was too intimidated by the entire, like, the whole sealing process. I'm like, I'm going to bleep this up. And then he made fun of me on air. I returned it to him. I think he's re-gifted to somebody else. My charter friend Jared swears by it, and I've been to his house, and he knows how to sous vide this thing. It's probably easier, and I'm overcomplicating it, but it's like the waffle maker at a hotel. I'm like, I'm gonna F this up.
I think the most important thing about a steak, though, correct me if I'm wrong, is the sear and the grill marks.
I'm with
the
you.
Flame,
yeah,
and how it dances with the salt and the fat.
You want to touch the fire,
you know?
Agreed,
and with the sous vide, you're getting the perfect tenderness. You're getting the perfect internal temperature, but.
I don't have that crust on there.
Yeah, but yeah. So you're having to warm up the grill anyway to put that sear on it. And where are you pulling it now? Am I pulling it at 115 and throwing it for the sear in the extra 10, 15 degrees? I don't know. I might as well just grill the whole thing if I'm getting that involved with it already. Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. We got football's finest coming up next. Then Jared Sandler, buddy, where are you taking us here in the finest?
The most confident man in football, and an NFL insider has something interesting to say about our Cowboys. That is next here in the Nation.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.